Report: Washington State used $340 million of federal coronavirus money for illegal immigrants. By Amy Furr on February 4, 2024. A recent report said Washington State used federal coronavirus money to give $1,000 checks to illegal aliens during the pandemic, Fox News reported Saturday. The outlet on Saturday cited the Economic Policy Innovation Center's EPIC report about money that was supposed to help state and local government responding to and recovering from the pandemic. Related video: Dem Governor Lamont. Dems got mugged by reality on border. Migrant busing worked at getting my attention. The organization stated on Friday in its report titled Bidenomics / Fund Subsidizes Undocumented Immigration. Now, Epic has discovered that the Biden administration approved $340 million in SLFRF money for cash payments to undocumented immigrants in Washington state. Americans COVID relief money was used to send $1,000 checks to immigrants unlawfully residing in the state of Washington. The $340 million project is categorized as a cash transfer expenditure under the SLFRF, approved for the state of Washington. This means the Biden administration directly subsidized undocumented immigration under the guise of COVID-19 pandemic relief. However, the report noted the state's coronavirus relief fund for immigrants was no longer accepting applications, which meant the fund has run dry. The Washington COVID-19 Immigrant Relief Fund Impact Evaluation Report said, in April 2021, the Washington State Legislature approved an additional $340 million for another round of funding for undocumented Washingtonians. Related video: Adams, We Need Deportation of Criminal Migrants, They're Doing Violent Acts. In May 2020, Breitbart News reported that Washington State University, WSU, was trying to provide emergency funds for illegals who were students at the campus amid the pandemic. The outlet also noted that taxpayer dollars in Washington state are in fact available to illegal alien students through a state aid program called the Washington Application for State Financial Aid. In regard to the economy under President Joe Biden's D. leadership, Breitbart Economics editor John Carney said in July that during the presidential campaign, Biden claimed former President Donald Trump had wrecked the economy with his coronavirus response. So, they built Bidenomics on this idea that the economy was failing, he stated. That was untrue, so what they needed to do was pass something because otherwise the economy would have recovered, and people would say Trump fixed the economy. And they couldn't have that happen. So, they passed something ironically called the American Rescue Act. We didn't need rescuing. It's like throwing somebody a weight when they're already swimming to shore. You're like, here's a life jacket, and it sinks them down further, he said.